Assalamualaikum everybody. Welcome to
Rojak Podcast. Welcome back to our fifth episode. My name is Nicole.
My name is Izati and we are the host of Rojak Podcast. All right. This past few weeks, the story about sexual harassment jadi viral kan sebab Caprice dengan Finn Jamal. Hari
yeah, it's all over like Twitter and social media, even like the newspaper, everything talking about sexual harassment, right?
Tapi, like, benda ni bukan benda baru, kan?
Yeah.
Aku like, selalu tengok berita, apa semua, hampir setiap minggu ada video news about sexual harassment ni. Rape lah, molest lah, apalah.
It's been a problem since, like, beribu tahun dah kan.
Yeah.
Like since decades and like beratus-ratus tahun yang lalu. It's not a
okay
thing lah. Yeah.
And even statistik dari PDRM kan. Gila tu. Ada 5 main orang yang buat sexual harassment ni. So kalau tengok statistik ni. 39% dari kekasih. 38% dari kenalan, macam kawan, apa semua. And 11.8% sumbang maram.
What's sumbang maram?
Maknanya, adik-beradik, mak, anak, bapa, anak.
Oh, within like family lah.
Yeah, incest lah, sumbang maram. Uh-huh. And yang the rest, orang asing ataupun jiran lah. But if you can see, top 3, semua orang yang kita kenal.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. It's all like the closest. Perasan tak?
Gila tu. And orang asing cuma 8.7% tau. Yang actually buat sexual harassment ni.
It's the people you actually talk to trust kan?
Damn.
Well, damn. So, so sad. Why are we talking about stuff on these days?
Because it is what it is.
Adulting is so no, lah. So yesterday, my mom was actually reading the Star newspaper tau.
Mm.
So I passed by her and I saw like this huge page, article. Like the whole this huge article regarding harassment. Do you ambil sampai 2 pages? A huge thing.
Nampak sangat benda ni serious tu.
Yeah. Tulis besar-besar tau topik artikel tu. Sexual harassment. And so I decided to like look into it lah sebab, you know, to read a bit about it. According to the article from the yesterday's paper, they said that the most common types of sexual harassment in Malaysia is physical. 59%, so whether it's molestation, whether it is groping, whether it is rape.
Banyak doh.
Yeah. Then 29%, so you know lah, kadang-kadang.
29% apa?
Flashing. So flashing is like, pergi public kan?
Oh my god.
Flashing type of sexual harassment. So what flashing? So kau tengah tunggu bus. Bus stop. Yeah. So then tiba-tiba ada this uncle kan.
Yeah.
Ah, then you know, they all start. Ingat tak Shren ada cerita?
Yeah.
This one person
tengah bawa motor kan.
Yeah.
Dia tengah balik dari, yeah, the friend of ours. Tengah balik jalan kaki dari sekolah. And ada this one uncle tengah bawa motor. Sebelah tangan pegang handle motor, sebelah tangan ah.
Yeah.
Tengah. Astaghfirullah. Tengah buat benda haram. So. Weh, gila tu.
So that's also sexual harassment. A form of sexual harassment. And also 20% is unsolicited sexual images or video online.
Ooh.
So that is
Gila.
a form of sexual harassment juga.
But sexual harassment ni bukan perempuan je lah. Mostly perempuan lah sebab easy target kan.
Yeah.
Tapi laki pun banyak juga kena tu.
Ada weh. This is ni tak kira lah, honestly. Especially
Yeah.
in this age kan.
Gila tu. Macam
Wait.
macam even budak laki macam dekat Tafiz kan, sekolah Tafiz.
Yeah.
Pun ada actually ustaz pergi liwat.
What's liwat?
And what's it called?
Anal lah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even ustaz pun buat benda tu. And kalau kau dengar cerita macam even kat church pun kan, padri-padri pun buat benda.
Yeah.
Benda-benda macam tu. Gila tu. Even orang yang like kita nampak macam orang ni ada banyak ilmu agama pun boleh buat benda-benda macam tu.
I don't the most surprising part kan.
Ha. Bayangkan orang yang ada ilmu banyak tentang agama. Lepas orang-orang yang kalau tengok percentage pun top 3 semua orang yang kenal. So maknanya benda tu like diorang dah ada dah dalam kepala otak. Fikiran tu dah lama dah ada. So cakap tentang Caprice dengan Finn Jamal kan. Apa apa kau punya pendapat tentang diorang punya argument?
Actually, bila aku nampak lah benda tu trending kan, this Finn Jamal.
Hmm.
So aku, so at first, aku malas nak kisah pasal benda trending ni kan.
Yeah.
Aku ingat tan lah. So lama-lama aku asyik tengok macam banyak orang repost that I saw apa ni.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Trending kat Twitter kat kan?
Yeah. So I thought like, what, I need to know like what is the real story lah. So for me, I understand where her
point of view.
Yeah, her point of view, where she is coming from. Like to, you know, where like modest clothes. I understand about that because
yeah.
It's in your, how to say, outdated to okay, I understand. It's true.
Yeah.
Tapi masalahnya, benda tu is not a factor of, memang betul that it is tutup aurat and stuff. Ni bukan masalah tutup aurat ke tak tutup sebab.
Yeah.
Ada banyak case yang ada, I know people wear the most modest clothes. Orang yang tak pakai kereta
pun kena.
It's not.
Yeah, aku like banyak juga trending sebab benda tu kan. Banyak keluar cerita tentang like share diorang punya story. And yeah, even before benda benda ni trending pun ada orang share dekat Twitter tentang pengalaman dia. Dia pakai purdah tau. Dia dah kahwin. Dia keluar dengan suami dia.
Purdah is dah.
Yang niqab-niqab yang cover muka tu.
Oh. Huh?
Like can you imagine dah pakai purdah pun. Dah pakai macam tu pun. Still ada orang ambil gambar tu. Ada di semua mamat ni ambil gambar. Macam pandang-pandang. Like kau tahu tau kalau orang pandang kau.
Yeah, you can apa. Feel it.
Ha. Like, tengok-tengok dia. Padahal dia dengan laki dia pakai pudar tau.
Uh-huh.
So, bila ini bukan pasal agama dah. Ini pasal mentality. Memang betul agama suruh kita tutup badan tu semua untuk untuk kita jugalah jaga diri. But, dalam Al-Quran pun cakap tundukkan pandangan. Bila Al-Quran cakap tundukkan pandangan kau, maknanya otak kau tu pun kena kontrol lah.
Yeah,
kau janganlah fikir.
Like, I know a lot of people tight clothes and stuff, but like, that's not the case. Serious. Aku tahu. Like, I have seen and heard about people getting sexually harassed. Wear like the most traditional clothes.
Kan.
Baju biasa weh. Serious.
And cara Finn Jamal cakap tu like ada point yang aku agree. And ada juga yang macam tak berapa nak masuk akal lah.
Maybe she just didn't in herself. Didn't the
yeah
words. Like I know a lot of people say communication is important.
Yeah.
Kadang-kadang when you don't know right words on how to explain your point of view, it can come off the wrong way, and yeah, things like that can happen lah.
Yeah, I believe that communication is important, but sometimes when you don't use the right words to communicate, dia macam susah. So her message becomes tersasul.
Tersasar.
Tersasar, yeah.
Tersasul lain.
Tersasul. But yeah, the message macam apa yang dia nak cakap sebenarnya tiba-tiba went a wrong way.
Dia ada point, so, tapi cara penyampaian dia tu tak betul. Macam,
yep,
bila dia cakap tu, apa yang dia nak sampaikan tu jauh daripada point dia. Itulah, aku macam kesian juga kat Finn Jaman sebab dia macam try so hard nak sampaikan dia punya message, tapi
true,
tak tersampai.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad also lah for her sebab dia macam kena burn though by everyone, literally.
Yeah. And dia pun macam receive banyak kecaman kan. So, macam
true,
kesian jugalah. Tapi apa pun, like, salah siapa pun kan, Salah perogol ke, salah victim ke, kita kena jaga diri kita kat lah. Macam kita true, kena try. Kita tak boleh kontrol apa orang nak buat kat kita, tapi kita boleh kontrol diri kita nak buat apa, right?
Yeah.
So prevention, kita kena prevent benda tu daripada happen lah.
Yeah.
Like benda tu kalau nak jadi kat kita, kita tak boleh buat apa, tapi the least thing yang kita boleh buat, prevent. So macam contohnya macam kita perempuan kan. So macam kita perempuan, kita tak boleh deny yang perempuan ni dari fizikal lagi lemah daripada lelaki, right?
Yep.
So kita kena avoid lah daripada macam contohnya jalan dekat tempat yang gelap, jalan kat tempat yang tak banyak orang, macam
especially alone.
Ya, sorang-sorang tengah malam, keluar tengah malam. Mm-hmm. Benda tu semua bagi opportunity dekat orang-orang yang nak buat benda tu.
Yeah.
So dia ada tiga benda tau.
No, as unfair it is, tapi it's the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, I know like a lot of people say, kenapa tak equal? Kenapa perempuan kena, oh, tak boleh jalan sorang-sorang and stuff.
Sebab kita tak boleh control orang, kan?
Yeah.
Kita tak boleh control apa orang nak buat kat kita. So the least thing that we can do is prevention lah. Is to protect ourselves lah. That's the least thing that we can do. Kita tak boleh stay victim all the time, kan?
Oh yeah. You know that I watched this one documentary pasal. It's a Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama's documentary. I mean, this has nothing to do with, how to say? This has nothing to do with sexual harassment, tapi it can be related. So, you know how we talk about inequality for a while, right, just now?
Yeah.
About, oh, why perempuan kena jaga-jaga and stuff. But there's one thing that Michelle Obama said yang boleh that can be applied, which is, there's one quote she said. She said that we cannot wait for the world to be equal to be seen. So, sampai bila-bila memang benda ni akan berlaku tau.
Yeah.
We cannot wait until perempuan dengan lelaki ada equal rights. We cannot wait until perempuan dan lelaki sama.
It's not gonna happen.
It's never gonna happen. So, we only can, how to say, we only can improve on our side lah.
We can only do our part je lah. Which is to protect ourselves. So, apa-apa pun takkan jadi tanpa tiga benda ni. Victim, opportunity and offender.
Mm-hmm.
Kalau tanpa tiga benda ni, any harassment takkan jadi. Contohnya, kau ada victim, kau ada opportunity. Tapi tak ada offender, kan? So, macam contohnya, yang victim ni selalu kena macam, aku selalu jalan tengah malam, tak ada apa pun. Jalan tengah malam tu opportunity. Victim tu perempuan tu. Dia tak jadi benda tu sebab tak ada orang yang nak buat benda tu kat dia. Tapi kalau ada orang apa, kalau ada offender,
habislah kan. And let's say kita ada victim, kita ada offender, tapi tak ada opportunity. Contohnya dekat public, perempuan tu ada kat public siang hari, so opportunity tu tak ada untuk orang offender tu nak buat something dekat victim. Tambah pula, okay, satu lagi, offender ada, opportunity ada, victim tak ada. So benda tu takkan happen lah. So we, kita bukanlah victim lah, bukan nak cakap kita ni victim, but kita kena kecilkan opportunity tu as much as we can.
Yeah, true.
Jangan bagi opportunity pun langsung dekat orang untuk buat benda tu kat kita.
Yeah.
So one of the tips, like I said before lah kan, avoid going to dark places. And contohnya kalau parking, macam shopping mall ke kerja kan, banyak true story. Jadi macam even Kenny Ong tu pun jadi dekat yang case viral tu kan.
Yeah.
Pun jadi kat parking lot.
That happened like what, 17 years ago, right?
Yeah, 17 years ago. Pun jadi kat parking lot.
Actually, she just wanted to take like the parking ticket tau. So, but she left it in the car. And then she just never came back. Can you imagine how messed up the rapist can be?
That's why apa yang Kenny Ong jadi tu sebab ada opportunity. Dia seorang tengah malam.
Yeah.
Dia pergi parking lot tu tak banyak orang. Opportunity ada, victim ada, offender pun ada. So that's why benda tu boleh happen. What if dia abang dia ke, let's say bapak dia ke turun sekali, mungkin benda tu takkan jadi kan. It suck, like we have to do all this, tapi kita kena buat jugalah untuk prevent benda ni daripada jadi kan. So that's why alert lah, kita kena alert dengan kita punya surrounding. Bila kita jalan, let's say kita jalan, tempat ni selamat tak aku jalan sorang-sorang?
Everyone, get off your phone. Don't look at your phone. Look around. Look at your surrounding.
Alert. Kita kena alert dengan surrounding kita. Bila jalan sorang-sorang tu, janganlah main phone. Bukan sexual harassment je. Penyangak pun boleh ni.
Yeah.
Orang boleh samun. Selalunya orang offender ni semua cari victim yang lemah,
distracted,
yang tak alert.
And
bila kau main phone, lepas tu kau pergi parking, itu semua like
opportunity.
Kau bagi opportunity dekat offender. Banyak juga kes-kes jadi sebab main phone. Dah lah dekat parking lot, masuk kereta main phone, tak lock pintu. So banyak gila kes-kes real life macam tu.
True.
Lepas tu another thing that we can do is learn martial art lah. First, boleh naikkan confidence. So macam contohnya kalau jalan seorang tu, at least kita ada macam confident tau. Like aku tahu aku boleh protect diri sendiri. Tapi walaupun belajar martial art, kita kena sentiasa alert and tengok surrounding kita lah. Sebab kita perempuan, kita belajar martial art pun, laki lagi kuat dari kita. So
like the biological factor, like memang their body size, like it's usually a little stronger than us. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not saying all guys, but majority they are more stronger.
Yeah, I think martial art is untuk perempuan is a must lah. Tengok dengan keadaan sekarang kan, aku rasa the most effective martial art in terms of defending yourself, aku rasa paling efektif Muay Thai dengan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Why?
Muay Thai dia banyak senjata tau. I mean like kau boleh pakai tangan, kau pakai siku, boleh pakai lutut, boleh pakai kaki.
My siku very sharp, you know.
Siku tu kalau kau hentak, kena hentak dengan siku tu, terbelah kepala. Serius, banyak gila Muay Thai fighter terbelah kepala sebab kena siku.
Legit lah. Wow.
I think untuk perempuan ke laki, semua at least kena ada some basic lah martial art.
Yeah.
Macam Muay Thai. Muay Thai, I can say it's almost complete lah martial art. Dengan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu ni ground punya martial art. Kalau macam
Mix?
Kau pernah tengok MMA, UFC?
No.
Ingat tak Conor McGregor kena cekik tu?
Yeah.
Itu Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu itu.
Like what you always do to us in school.
Yeah. Selalu kena RNC. Real naked choke. So benda tu kat ground. So macam let's say dah teruk sangat kan, sampai kena, dah ada kat ground. Macam kalau let's say macam ada orang dekat atas kau, try nak rape kau. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu bagus untuk benda-benda macam tu. Sebab bila orang dah atas kau, kau macam tak tahu nak buat apa tau. Kalau kau belajar Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kau boleh search je dekat YouTube. BJJ for women. BJJ for self-defense. Confirm ada dekat YouTube. Selalunya BJJ dia attack benda yang part yang vital lah. Tapi berbalik kepada yang tiga benda tadi tu kan, you can apa orang panggil, kecikkan peluang untuk orang tu kalau kau avoid benda tu at the first place. Eh, aku rasa masyarakat paling paling senang nak jumpa and murah Muay Thai lah, kalau siapa yang nak belajar untuk defend diri kan.
Like how much is the cost usually? Agak-agak.
Depends. Depends on gym lah. Macam ada high end quote and quote high end punya gym boleh sampai 300 sebulan. Tapi selalunya macam dekat area Ampang ada je yang 100 lebih sebulan. And kalau kau pergi MMA punya gym, better lah. Sebab MMA dia Muay Thai ada, boxing ada, BJJ ada, semua benda ada.
One shot lah, everything.
So kalau macam untuk perempuan, I recommend pergi MMA punya gym lah. Because you can learn how to strike. You can learn how to get lost daripada macam orang nak attack kau kan, dekat ground. Tapi apa yang jadi kat Kenny Ong tu, gila lah.
I know, right? It's so sad. I watch like the whole chronology. So the chronology is like the reenactment of how everything happened from A until Z. Yeah, so the reenactment dia macam cerita balik how, and you know, it's so like brutal, you know, the way she died. So bila, what's it called, bila they, when the police found the rapist, right, the offender. So when the police like investigated the rapist of Kenny Ong, the offender lah. So, you know, apparently he said like he doesn't have any real reason why, he just felt like it. So he just went.
Dia kata dia saja je buat benda tu.
How can someone just saja? Oh my god, sampai bakar dia weh. Dude, what? How?
Sedih lah sebab dia banyak kali orang nampak dia minta tolong kat dia.
Yeah, so many times she had the opportunity to get away.
Even polis siap stop lagi minta IC semua. Yeah. And ada orang nampak dia orang dekat Subang Airport, if I'm not mistaken. Perempuan tu buat sign. Kenny Ong buat sign dekat orang tu. And orang tu nampak. Tapi dia macam, takpelah, bukan hal aku. So macam,
yeah, sebab we don't want to simply expect lah. I understand lah.
And aku rasa kita pun kena tengok jugalah. Kalau macam ada orang yang kena tu, kena defend dia lah. Macam apa selalu jadi, aku selalu nampak juga kat video kan, LRT. Perempuan ni kena sexual harass tau dengan this one pakcik kot. Perempuan tu jerit, maki. Orang keliling LRT tu tengok je. Macam,
ambil video je.
Siap ambil video lagi. Macam,
bodoh right guys. Seriously, don't.
Actually benda tu pun psikologi punya, ada kena-mengena juga dengan psikologi.
You know why? When no one does it, everyone doesn't do it. It has to take. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, it is a psychological thing. You know why? Sebab, so I was talking to my cousin about some environmental essay thing, right? So she says, there's this one psychology where if no one picks up the trash, like for example, you see a trash on the road, right? Semua orang lalu lalang je. Tak kisah. Sebab apa? Dia tak buat apa hal aku nak buat kan? Apa sah aku nak buat? But when you start doing it first, when you pick up the trash, that is when everyone will be like, eh, maybe I should juga. Yeah. So when no one does it, everyone also won't do it.
Bila kita nampak benda-benda tu jadi kan, kita kena tolong lah orang tu. Jangan biar, jangan tengok, jangan ambil video, pergi tolong orang tu. Kita kena berani juga ah.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's quite scary.
Kadang-kadang bila nampak orang tu, bukan orang tu tak nak tolong, tapi just macam orang tu tak nak tak bahayakan like diri dia kan.
Yeah, and dia tak nak cause like a huge problem.
But kalau kau tolong tu, it can save life lah. At the end of the day, sexual harassment ni memang salah orang tu lah, orang yang buat tu. It's just tak logik lah nak salahkan victim. And kita pun kena belajar masyarakat, because kita tak boleh control apa orang buat kat kita kan. At least belajarlah satu masyarakat. Oh, kalau boleh pergi MMA gym, pergi MMA gym, belajar semua benda yang ada kat situ. As a society, kalau nampak benda tu tak betul, kalau macam ada gambar orang sebarkan, kalau nampak gambar classmate ke orang sebarkan, kau jangan tolong sebarkan, kau tolonglah report. We have to help each other lah.
And one thing, I, you know how you said usually it is the people who you trust the most, and it's usually the people who are closest to you. So just like be careful lah with everyone, no matter how close that person is. Trust me, you don't know what is going on in someone's mind. And if you need to step away from those people, you have to step away. If you feel your safety is at risk, just step away.
Just do what's right for you lah. Yeah. Jangan takut lah untuk defend diri sendiri. And let's say if you need some help, kita ada sediakan nombor dari macam-macam organisation dekat link, dekat description kita. So if you know someone or you kena any sexual harassment, you can reach out to these people and you boleh cari orang-orang yang you percaya untuk tolong you sekali lah. Sebab benda ni kan benda baru. If I'm not mistaken, every 35 minutes there's one rape case jadi dekat Malaysia.
That's happening.
So please take care of yourself, take care of your family, and yeah, stay safe guys.
But yeah, you know, seriously, don't simply trust everyone. That's what I've learned. And yeah, they might seem like the friendliest people, but you know, they might seem like the most religious people. You never know.
So that's the end of our episode. I hope you gain something out of this episode.
Go sign up in some MMA gym. I also go. Bye.
Or Caribou Fight Team.
Free marketing, advertising.
If you need some personal training, just hit Caribou Fight Team on Instagram. Nak belajar Muay Thai, nak belajar BJJ, nak belajar boxing, semua ada. You can hit us on Instagram. And
or you can slide Izzati on the DMs.
Okay, do follow us on Instagram, Rojak Podcast.
On Rojak Podcast.
And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Alhamdulillah.